All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dylan Gemelli podcast. Now, I have some extra special guests today. This is what I would term a power couple in the industry. I have with you today Anthony and Teresa Lally, and they own, well, I would say, what do they do? It's what don't they do? Most specifically, Lally Brands Entertainment and also Biohack Yourself Media. So welcome you two. It's a pleasure to have you and an honor to have you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. So I know you guys are busy and you made time for me, so I have a lot to talk to you about. Now, Anthony, I talked to probably 6-7 months ago, and I was going on vacation and I missed you by like 2 weeks because I couldn't go back and forth to Florida, and then we didn't talk. And so thankfully that I stumbled across something that you were doing, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, wow. So I reached out to you, and I want to start, if you don't mind, telling me about, because you both have a good story. I'm a fitness guy, so I want to hear about your start to all of this, your fitness, and what got you going in the direction you guys are going together?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different fields we're in, but in the field of fitness, it was really my wife, you know, on my back about losing weight. You know, I was a 315 pounds, morbidly obese, had every excuse under the sun as to why I didn't want to lose weight. You know, being a successful guy, had everything, love, children. Actually, didn't have my health, which was the most important wealth factor.
Well, actually, you kind of had your health, which was shocking to me.
Well, I was fatletic. Yes.
So we start dating, right? And as he starts saying, you know, well, I want to start a family, we're going to get married and all this stuff. So I start taking him to just random blood works. You know, I was like, hey, I'm getting a blood work. You want to do it together? Because I wanted to like really test out his health. And everything would check out in this guy. So he was actually
had a strong
healthy.
mindset. But I was, listen, it was inevitable. I was starting to get sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and then it got even more psychological, right? Because we have two kids. They're both child actors because my wife was an actress and a model. And I was always, they were always picking her to be the mom, you know, for a commercial. Mm-hmm. And then they would get an actor as a dad. I was too fat to play my own kid's dad. But even that didn't bother me, by the way. I would just had such high self-esteem, a lot
just
of success.
The BTS photos.
You know, I was in the background. It didn't matter to me because I was impenetrable, unflappable with confidence because I've achieved a lot. And to me, that was just one aspect that I was just going to die fat and happy, right? That was my my mindset. So it wasn't until, you know, Teresa kind of shamed me in front of the kids where I was being a bad example to the children by virtue of eating bad food. And Teresa was really trying to stay on the straight and narrow, healthy. And then she kind of said, you know, as our daughter Love, who was 2.5 at the time, she said, don't eat what daddy's eating or you're going to get fat. And she didn't know what the word fat meant. And she then when she showed her a video of obesity, then my daughter looked at me and said, she looked at me like as if I was a handicapped person, was like, oh, you're one of those. Oh. And then that was it. I just didn't, you know, just the switch went off. And then I decided to actually take it serious. And I knew that I wouldn't do it seriously unless I attached some sort of a business or some sort of a milestone. Right. So we then did a documentary about it. And then I really went balls to the wall. I mean, when I mean balls to the wall, I was like naked in the documentary. Blue skin surgery, my wife wiping my ass on camera after the surgery recovery. So it was very open, graphic. But it was also motivational. And we launched it during the pandemic, which was when people were consuming the most amount of content. So it was Fat Lally to Six Pack Lally on Amazon and Tiger King on Netflix is what people were watching. And so that kind of changed our trajectory because prior to that, I had a lot of real estate fame. I was a big real estate celebrity and developer, franchisor. I owned 100 locations, retail stores. I launched a book, became a bestseller. And had a real estate school. We had a very popular mansion called the Lally Mansion that a lot of movies, music videos were shot in. So I was known as a personality. And even after I lost the weight, everyone was like, you know what? I didn't really think of you as a fat guy. Like when you think about Tony Soprano, you don't say, oh, geez, that guy's fat. Like, no, you look at, hey, that guy's a boss, you know? So, So I didn't even, it was just really something I wanted to do for the family.
Excellent. I love that. I want to just point this out before we go any further. One of the things that I love about you two is and I run into this a lot because I talk to a lot of successful people my whole life, and they carry an aura about them, and not in a good way. You know, and I'm sure you've experienced that. And you two are so approachable, so easy to talk to, and just like everyday normal people when we talk to you, know, even though, and I know, and we're going to get into everything you've accomplished, but I know, and I just want to throw that in there real quick before we go any further, it is, it's a breath of fresh air, you know, that people can do something, be put on like a pedestal or a spotlight and still be the same or even better. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you. Well, I think it's because we both came from nothing, right? Like my mom is an immigrant from Ecuador, lived in an abandoned building. Teresa comes from Armenia, you know, where
I came 15 years ago, only had $300 in my pocket, didn't really speak the language. And yeah, I mean,
banana was an exotic fruit in Armenia at one point in time. So like
literally. So, you know, to go back to like how it started for let's say my background and how I kind of brought that into our family was that's how we grew up in Armenia. Mm-hmm. I was a third place ping pong champion. I was touring with the volleyball team. I was a competitive swimmer in the actual competing team of Armenia. I was a Latin ballroom competitor. Like there was always some sort of sport, competitive sport, eating very, very healthy, grounding all the time, playing outside. It was a very organic, holistic way of upbringing. We had no screen time till I was like maybe 13 years old. We just didn't have the screen. So we were left to grow our imagination muscles beyond capacity. We were left to be creative on daily basis and just kind of really push our own limits in life and in enjoyment of life. So you know, all of that, yeah, go ahead.
Well, what I love and because you guys can relate is when if we were put in a situation, like if you guys were put in a situation or if I was and we had like no technology, no GPS, no nothing, you'd know what to do. You know, you wouldn't panic.
Figure out.
Yes, yes, and I think that's so so awesome. I really because I didn't know about you as much, Teresa, and I was watching you guys on a couple interviews, and my wife also she came from another country. She was in high school, but there was so much relatability there, and it was just what was it like? So did you speak English when you came over, or is it something you had to learn?
So I just knew school level English, more like writing and grammar, but it wasn't translating into the speaking. When I first arrived and people started speaking fast and, you know, lingo and slang, and I was in New Jersey, so I was like shocked. I didn't understand it at all. So it was definitely hard at first. I wasn't understanding anything. I worked as a hostess on Boardwalk, and that was like my first job because I wanted to really understand and grab everything from this country, the opportunities. It's the best country on earth, you know, and I want to protect it as much as I can from my angle of everything, which is what reflects on the work that we're doing right now. But the land of opportunities that you wish to get the opportunities as fast and furious as you can get in this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're more appreciative. I didn't come from another country, but I've put myself in a position where I had to start over from scratch at 30 years old. And once you've been there, like you guys said you had, and you've been either come from nothing or been reduced to nothing, you tend to appreciate things a lot more. And I have a feeling that's part of the reason you have such a wonderful attitude.
Yes.
Here's a question before we get into what you're doing. How did you guys meet? And did you guys just immediately, you know, or did it take some time?
Ooh, well, you know, we met very organically. I was at the time running a large franchise operation where I was the founder and franchisor. And one of the dreams is to become a multi-unit seller, you know, selling to private equity. So I had a big, important meeting in Manhattan. And that meeting happened to be in a Starbucks. And it was in one location. Then we moved the location to a Starbucks inside a luxury hotel in Manhattan. And so I'm there having the meeting with my team, and we're there with the private equity group, and we're talking about royalties and we're talking all this stuff. And much like Starbucks, this was a very nice one because it's inside a hotel. You know, there's other tables and lounge chairs. So Teresa, who I didn't know, was there, and I saw women coming in and out, and she was like having interviews of like, and turns out she was interviewing bandmates, right?
Yeah, so at the time I had my my all-female pop rock band, and we were getting ready for a performance, and Warner Brothers execs were coming to watch it, and like the stakes were high. So last minute, I had a violinist drop out. So I was panicking. So I was spending my whole day at that Starbucks just interviewing violinists. So as I was there, I think one of the girls missed the interview. So I was just like bored listening into the conversation. And all I could hear was royalties, royalties, royalties. So I said, they're definitely in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So I approached and I was like, hey, are you guys in the music industry? So he...
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was, she approached, my COO of the company at the time was next to, closest to her. And then I leaped over. I said, yes, we are. I mean, she could have told me, are you a brain surgeon? I would have said, yes.
He almost tripped over this table. Like he just jumped out of his seat. He's like, yes, we are in the music industry. What do you do?
I had formed Lolly Brands Entertainment because I was working with a lot of celebrities and entertainers. I was an executive. Technically I was, because I was the executive producer, which is a fancy word for the guy who puts up the money. And then I was also using the home, my homes and my Rolls Royces and the exotic cars were also being used for movies and music videos. So I had a lot of relationships and inroads, you know, inside the music industry, a lot of intimate relationships. And so, you know, when we had discussions, she said she was looking for a location for a music video, which I did have. And so that kind of set it off where she came to the location. My mom happened to be there. I wasn't there. I was always traveling, busy on business. And then we started a very platonic friendship relationship.
Like a, I would say a mentor.
Mentor-mentee.
Mentee, because this guy is like a genius. Until like today, we're working together. And every day, he shocks me with his strategy. I shock him with my unlimited imagination and dreamland.
And execution.
And execution. But he is incredible with strategy. So.
Yeah, so that we were talking.
That
yeah,
your mom was there and I was, you weren't there.
Yeah,
and we started talking. He started really mentoring me about the world of the United States and how hungry I was for maximizing the opportunity. It was like, you know, push the brakes for a minute. Let's understand what world are you really diving into? What is going to be the sacrifice? What's going to be the benefit? What's the pros and cons? And he blew my mind with the information. And the second date we had, he sends me an email with, I think, 700 links.
Big into documentaries. So while other people are watching sports, I'm watching and studying documentaries. Mm-hmm. Those athletes, to me, are the real athletes. The CEOs, the founders, the Rockefellers, the whoever's, right? Yeah. So I gave her what I like to watch. And she came back with a report, like a book report, on each and every one of those documentaries.
Link, I took it as, this is a university. Yeah. This is like the streets. I'm learning everything. I'm learning big business mindset that nobody has ever taught me. So I'm going to dive into this and look at it as I'm getting my associate's degree. And I love studying. I mean, I came to the U.S. I also graduated with a summa cum laude, having an accounting business degree. I got an offer from Deloitte & Touche, which I turned down, to be an actor and a musician, moved to New York, just really reckless and ignorant to fear, right? To fear and scarcity. I was just like going for it. So when I got that email, I was like, this is my second degree. I'm going to learn life and I'm going to learn this industry. Literally every video I watched it. If I didn't understand it, I rewatched it, wrote reports of what I gained from this video. And he was like, are you kidding me? Like you're going to give me reports at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, she was on it. She was on it. And that was like, you know, we hit it off really mentor mentee for several months. And then finally, eventually, we had to kind of break that barrier, and I kind of made the first move, and then it was history ever since.
I'm sorry, I keep the constant smile because I'm like a people reader, so that I've spent a very, very long time. And I'm sure you can appreciate this, being in sales and stuff. You have to read a room and you have to read people, and anybody can fool you, but you tend to be able to develop that reading. And when I see like a genuine care and love and communication and everything, because I'm a big family guy and that's what I have at home. And me and my wife always say, not that many people have that, and how blessed we are. We have that kind of discussion. And you guys, the way you talk and communicate, and like, it's like a total team. I love that.
Yes.
It's just snap quick. And I didn't mean to jump. I don't know if you heard that thunder in the background. It's like a big storm here. So I kind of jumped.
Wow.
out of me. Okay.
Are you in Austin? Where are you?
I'm in Iowa, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And okay, it hasn't rained.
It hasn't rained in months, and it's out of nowhere.
Thunders.
Yeah. So, okay, so you guys meet and then you kind of go in the route that you've gone. So then what comes next? Like, how do you, because being doing documentaries, obviously that's on the rare side and that takes a lot of, of effort. I've seen them put together and what it takes. So I know, and I don't, I'm just assuming anybody that watches a documentary has to know, geez, you know, the work and the effort. So how did you guys start doing that? And then how do you, you know, you have kids and you have to have time for each other. And when you work together, you're together, but it's work. So how do you make all of this work and be so happy and post so many pictures of your kids and do all of this and make it all work?
Well, first of all, you know, it took sacrifice, right? So Teresa had to sacrifice her ambitions and to be really a singer. And what she really wanted to do was be a full-time entertainer. And so when we were in the courtship process and it looked like it was going to be a serious thing, I had to have a heart-to-heart with her and let her know what I was looking for in a woman. And she had to make certain decisions to allow that to happen if it was going to work out. So the conversation was like, look, I'm not interested in marrying or starting a family with Jennifer Lopez, someone on stage shaking her ass, even though that wasn't her style of entertainment. I just didn't want to be the guy backstage nursing a baby. That wasn't me. I'm a very man's man, alpha. And at the same time, I said, look, you know, if you, in case you don't know, I'm actually well off here at this point. I don't need to work and I actually can spend time. I'm in a retirement, almost ready to retire. I'm ready to exit my company. I'm looking to start a family. You know, if this is something you want to do. So she actually kind of turned down opportunities that were coming her way and decided to really be a wife. And then we
best decision, you know, because having this, what you just described, and this relationship and this family is the ultimate gift and the ultimate achievement. So when you meet the right person, you just know, right? So it wasn't hard for me to leave everything. And him and I, we fell so ridiculously in love that he was like, yep, I'm just going to sell my company. I was like, yep, I'm just going to stop my singing and acting. And we literally just vacationed for a year straight.
Travel the world.
We were, you know, almost learning other languages and mocking other, like literally not a day would pass where we weren't laughing our butts off. And so the synergy was so beautiful. And then we're like, let's just make babies now.
Yeah.
Just a progression, right? So
we did something purposeful. Like we said, we have kids, let's have them in media and entertainment, but let's do our own stuff, put them in our own stuff. And,
so we named our daughter Love, you know, so appropriate because we were so in love. We are in love. And when Love was born, immediately at 14 days old, she starts booking commercials and print ads. And
Pampers box. Yes. She was on the Pampers
all
box.
All of that knowledge and experience that I had wasn't going for me. It was going for her. But then all of a sudden, our son Legend was born and he started booking. And soon enough, Legend is in Martin Scorsese's daughter's movie as a lead. Love is the spokesperson for care.com. I mean, they collectively, they booked about 100 jobs and they made a ton of money. And so when I looked at, and I was never really paying attention to their UTMA account, which is the child actor account. So all the checks are going there and we're not touching it. We're not really checking. All of a sudden one day I'm like $95,000. I was like, this is great. Let's invest in real estate. They'll be the youngest landlords. And so they actually bought their first property this year a few months ago and they have tenants and they have they had a play date with their tenants' kids the other day. So funny.
Yeah, but the fast forward the hands of time, the woman that I didn't want on stage shaking her ass, she became a two-time bikini pro. And then I'm there training her. I'm her trainer, her everything. And I'm like, show the glute, pop the glute, because you're on stage, glute, you know, the glute pose. And so, you know,
like
it's
so
funny
much
how,
no J-Lo.
Right. So it's funny how the pendulum shifts the other way, but we did it together. You know, we did the documentary, the weight loss documentary actually motivated, inspired her to really go from having a mom bod to being a two-time bikini pro. We did a docuseries about that. We dove deep into the whole world of bodybuilding, built a lot of solid relationships. And then, you know, it turned into filming a documentary for George Farrell, which was a bespoke documentary called The Guru, which I think that's where you and I first connected.
Yes, yes.
And then we also did another bespoke documentary about loose skin surgery called Skin Deep for the plastic surgeon that we featured in Fat Lolly. And so that kind of, you know, put him on the map and the trajectory. And we featured a guy named Alex Poro, who both of I met, we met during competing.
Yeah.
Was a really nice guy. And then we ended up into the world of biohacking and doing a documentary for biohacking. And mm-hmm. so media, entertainment, real estate investing, it's all in our blood. And you asked the question, how do we do it with the family?
Yeah.
It's really, that's really Teresa's department, because she was really instrumental in designing and architecting. Okay, here's what you want. You want this. You want a woman that's going to, you know, do this. Here's what I want. I still want to be able to do what I set out to do, which is entertainment, but let's do it together as a family. And so, you know, I was more behind the scenes, the money guy, the architectural guy for media and entertainment. So for the first time since I decided to, you know, since I look good, I'm like, hey, maybe I can step in front of the camera and be a part of this thing. So that was really all Teresa's idea. And then kids, you know,
the whole purpose of even getting married is to have someone witness your life, right?
Yeah.
To have someone really share things. And to me, doing everything together was very important, because we're mm-hmm. growing together. I've seen so many of my friends, relatives, they grow apart when they have their separate jobs, their separate worlds, their separate friends. And then their separate growth trajectories. Even, you know, if I was to, let's say, be a stay at home, which I was basically managing the kids' careers, but technically it was more of a stay at home position for me, right? I was not growing for myself. And even that, I was noticing a little bit of shift, right? And I was like, yeah, this is not happening, because you're on constant growth trajectory. You're mm-hmm. growing as a human. You're conquering this. You're conquering that. I'm conquering things for the kids. But then who am I becoming? And it was very important for me as the mom, as the wife, to notice that and say, you know, the family is happier when everyone is happy inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so me coming here to this country, being so ambitious, I couldn't potentially, you know, constantly kill that ambition inside of me. Like, I wanted growth for myself as well. And I'm not ashamed of saying that. Mm-hmm. There's that level of accountability that I'm like, I cannot be squeezing this inside of me and feeling like I'm a secondary person. It shows in my behavior. And so it's not fair to them either. So we had that talk when we started training together. Our relationship blossomed to a whole new level.
Fitness.
Yeah.
And most people were like, how do you guys not kill each other? Because, you know, because it's hard, because you're training and you're constantly like in this mode and you're dieting hard, especially competing for 8 months straight. I was on 8% body fat for eight mm-hmm. months straight. He was on what was your body fat percent? Yeah, very low. Yeah. I mean,
well, we stepped on stage 32 times. 32 in 8 times. Months.
Even we did the couples competition, and everyone was shocked. And that was a true test to our relationship, after which it was like, we can do anything together, because you're at your absolute exhausted worst. And at the time, I was nursing two kids. I was nursing both Love and Legend. I was homeschooling both kids, and they had 10 classes a week, and they had bookings and auditions. So it was insanity. So when we went through the insanity, that was it, you know, and we look at each other at everything as a game. That's what I think carries through, because it's all fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, and I can appreciate that, because my whole last 15 years is bodybuilding, coaching, all of it. So I know when you step on stage, let's just put it this way. When you're dieting that hard and working out that hard, let's just say you're a little bit more irritable, right? And things are just that you get a little brain foggy. You just don't, you may look your best, but you don't feel your best, right? Mm-hmm. I always say when I on paper maybe look my best, I felt my worst, you know, at times. And so that alone, and another thing that you said, so when we got married and I gave our speech, I said, I still remember clear as day. A lot of people will say, oh, when you get married, your life is over. And I said, but I feel like mine is now just finally starting.
Mm.
And I sense that with you guys, that you really tend to find yourself after you have to share your life with somebody else and you grow together with them. And I feel like a lot of people rush into marriages and they think because maybe it sounds great or they want to have somebody there. And that's not what it is. And that's why you see so many failed. And so it's, once again, I don't want to repeat myself. It's a breath of fresh air when you see, you know, what it's supposed to be like. And everybody's situation's different. I get it. But this is what it's supposed to center around, right?
You know, also what helped us a lot is when I had the kids, I dove into understanding parenting. And I was reading and listening to all these parenting books. It gave me a really good outlook on him as a human, because we are all kids inside, right? The brain develops up to 90% in the first 5 to 6 years of your life.
That's right.
And so that gave me such an understanding. So anytime we would potentially have a disagreement or anything, I would say, but what is it that you want? Like, tell me what you want. So he said, well, I wanted this and I assumed you would do this. I was like, yeah, but that's not what I'm going to react. I'm going to react this way. So literally bringing it down to almost like how you're talking to your child and being like a child psychologist totally makes relationship so easy.
Yes.
So easy. Like every argument can be dumbed down to almost a 1 minute conversation.
I totally agree. You know, if anybody's paying close attention to this, the one key here, which is really just in life in general, but especially in marriage, it's one word, is communication, right?
Yes.
As long as you communicate, anything can be figured out pretty damn quickly, unless you got somebody super stubborn. But communication can really mitigate that, right? To start with. Yes. And the minute you start not communicating, holding stuff in or not saying something, that's when problems happen.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
So, okay. So let's get into just what you're doing now, because it is, I knew to what level I thought it was until you sent me that video the other day. And then I was watching and I was like, okay.
Which video?
I watched
the A4M video.
Ooh, the A4M video.
You saw?
Yes.
That's
I was
a secret
at the
video.
Gym. Remember, I told you, I said, as soon as I stop, I'm going to watch this. I was working out and I turned it on and I was set it down as I was lifting and I watched it and my eyes were just like, okay. And I called my wife immediately. I said, watch this video so you can see what is actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody how you started, but how you've come to this and what brought you to, because this is an extreme level here. And I want to hear about the A4M event that you're putting on.
Well, listen, what it is I just think we're extremists on a lot of different things, right? Some people just lose weight and, you know, have a party with their friends and family. I lose weight. Right. I make it in a big documentary. I compete. I get a loose skin surgery. Same thing for Teresa. Like, you know, we do things even with like the guru, right? Like we got 32 of the biggest names in bodybuilding to be in that documentary. And then when we did the red carpet premiere, it was at the Sunscreen Film Festival. 1,000 people from the bodybuilding community flew down at their own expense to watch the premiere. The documentaries won like 20 awards. So when we got into biohacking, it was really Teresa's idea again. Like she set the tone, was like, hey, I think we should really, because we discovered it through a friend who's became the casting director, a guy named Steven, who knew about biohacking. We were introduced to him through another friend. I actually came out to Florida for a real estate deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I think this Florida thing is cool. I think we should really explore because I think we're going to buy more real estate out here and do some development. And so she meets this guy, Steven, and I'm like, because he starts talking about this homeopath and this. And I'm like, you know, we have a son that's got a mold issue, I think, and some other things.
Well,
maybe you should talk to my wife.
Yeah, like when our son Legend was born 6 years ago, he had a silent acid reflux at 7 days old and a jaundice.
Wow.
And to me, it was very shocking. And I was like, I got to get to the bottom of this. This is a brand new baby. Why should he have these issues? 5 months, we're not sleeping. I'm delusional. Like things were just not really working out until I met one person, a lactation consultant, who said, you know, maybe he's sensitive to dairy. That was the first time I even learned about a dairy concept. And so, you know, cut off the dairy. All of a sudden he's sleeping. And I started learning and digging into it. And so within 2 years, I probably spent close to $200,000 and have seen a lot of homeopaths, functional mm-hmm. medicine doctors. And I was like reading Dr. Tom O'Brien's book, Dr. Steve Gundry's book, listening to audiobooks, listening mm-hmm. to Mind Valley. Like all these people were adding to my knowledge. But I'm like, what parent has this much financing and this much time to dig in and really understand what is an issue, whether for themselves or for their children or for their partners or parents, right? I was able to have that relentless kind of attitude and the funding. But who does? So when we met Steven and he said, oh, yeah, it's called biohacking. You guys don't know about it? I was like, what? There's a whole new bubble now that we're about to embark on?
Yes.
So I said, babe, let's just roll the cameras because this will save so much money and time.
What this was an aha moment she had, the same one I had when I discovered the word transformation, right? Because I knew I wanted to lose weight, but I'm like, I don't want to be Jared holding up my, you know, Weight Watchers big pants and still have my shirt on. And I'm like, I want a complete. So when I saw the word transformation and I started looking at before and afters, like complete transformations, I understood that because I'm a real estate guy. When you look at before and afters, you know, complete home renovation. Yeah. So when she discovered the word biohacking, that was it. Like we started talking to all these practitioners like, whoa, roll the cameras. Let's get this going. Let's make a documentary about it. And then
Anthony comes on with his marketing eyes. Like, you know, we got to bring this to the masses in a different way where it's like solutions, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's so like there's so many documentaries that talk about the problems.
You know, shame the government, shame this one, shame that one. And I'm like, hey. Like that we just need to point people. Here's the problem that we're having. By the way, this is the person we're using to solve that problem. Here's his name. Here's his number. Here's his website. Here's his podcast. Do what we're doing here. It's not a secret. Like from being a real connoisseur of documentaries, you almost have to be like a stenographer. I'm like, what's the name of that doctor again? Let me wait for the credits to get like, you know, and then like, I don't even know how to find this guy. So we decided to do a documentary. It was supposed to be one small part. Yeah, you know,
started
we thought
last June right. of 2023.
Then the word got out. The word got out. They were like, I want in, I want in, I want in. We ended up having, now it's 113 of the biggest, most notable, respected stars, including RFK Jr.
I saw
influencers, stars, founders, scientists. We really got a nice, eclectic group of people.
Ben Greenfield, Dave Asprey.
Everything.
Misha Tate, you know, so
a wide range of what is biohacking, digging into what is mitochondria, what is ATP, really kind of simplifying things too, because we had our kids also interview some of these experts and they simplified the language down to talk to me like I'm a 6-year-old. We did that. So for anyone who's ever intimidated with this whole thing going on and ping pong game that they're like mitochondria, ATP, they can actually watch our documentary.
Very simple for beginners. This is for beginners. This actually, not only does it give you, we don't have complicated conversations. Like she said, it's very simple. If someone said something like, you know, this is really good for photobiomodulation, a red light. We're like, whoa. What is what is that?
Right.
So because what happens is we notice just from watching podcasts, you know, like you could have a very top level conversation with Andrew Huberman. You'll talk about ATPs and telomeres and this and that. And that's great. But people like us, like what ATP, telomeres, extending, what does that mean? So we kept it very simple. We kept reining it back in. And then we brought in our kids after we had these complex, hey, explain it to them, you know, so that we made sure we caught it on camera where, like she said, a 6-year-old and 8-year-old understands it. So then what ended up happening in the natural order of things, when you're looking to market and promote a film before its release, you look for industry trade publications and things like that. In the world of bodybuilding, you would want to be in Muscle and Fitness and all that kind of stuff to, hey, this movie's coming out. We identified that this sector is so still underground, but getting ready to be public. So we identified this market and we said, a lot like what Dana White and the Fertitta's brothers did with the UFC, they recognized that there was a big underground market for, you know, brawling and fighting and mixed martial arts. It just needed to be professionalized and commercialized properly. Because when we met all of these incredible inventors, scientists, and Nobel laureates, they understand their inventions, but they don't understand marketing. They don't understand getting the word out. And so we said, why don't we create a platform to support the documentary and all of the amazing, incredible people that we interviewed during the documentary so that we can benefit from the hundreds of millions of eyes watching this, mm-hmm. they can go to our resource center to learn more.
And besides that, we actually provide vetted content. Like, we actually put together a peer review faculty, and it's not your science peer review. It is very much for the people, by the people, peer review. These people who are on the faculty board, they've been biohacking for 10 years, 15 years. They've been trying and failing and trying again. Some are doctors, some are scientists. And, you know, anybody who wants to come and get featured on our platform, they have to go through one of them, get interviewed, and then they could even be able to pay, let's say, for a banner ad, right? Like CS the Chips right now, they can't advertise with us because we know the story. So the fact that we're protecting the content, and firsthand, I know how confusing it can be if you're just on Google, right? Which red light? Which one? Yes. So when the way you come to biohackyourself.com, you could trust that we've gone the extra distance and we've vetted the products and the scientists and the doctors and the founders. Yeah. We found golden stories.
And there's a story attached to the author, right? So like the content that's on the website has an author. And you know their background, what they're doing. Most of our peer review people are practitioners. Some of them are chiropractors, you know, moms, you know, that are active in the biohacking and longevity community, speakers. So we're proud, and the group is continuing to grow. It's by referral. And so they're onboarding some incredible companies. And now we're filming three new documentaries in the wellness space. One is called Shield. For She Healed, it's an all-female health documentary. We're going to be, the cameras are rolling December 9th in Vegas. So we're going to be in Vegas 2 weeks earlier filming that before the A4M event, which I'll talk about. Then we're also filming a biological dentistry documentary. Okay. That one there is featuring the biggest biological dentist in the world, including Gary Brecka's personal biological dentist, the godfather of dentistry, Jerry Curatola.
And that's very experiential. Like, we're putting both of our moms through a massive biological dentistry makeover. Like, how do you even detox before even you dive into this fixing of all the wrong things that were done to these ladies? And, you know, my mom is like 60 something. Mm-hmm. His mom is 80 something. So you can imagine they were right around that time of like all the mistakes being made on them. Mm-hmm. So this is incredible to like open that whole box and undo.
And then the feather in the cap is, well, we're doing another one, but the feather in the cap for this series is Forever Faithful. It's a pet longevity. So Forever Faithful, the pursuit of pet longevity, because the pets get it the worst.
Yes, that's
You know, with the water and the dirty electricity and they're on the pesticides and the grass. And so, you know, they're dying. Why should they have cancer? Why should they have all these weird human-like diseases?
Yeah.
It's because they're,
you know, So that's what we have in the horizon. Then we're working on a psychedelics one. So we are in this world. So Biohack Yourself is Star Wars 1-5. Shield is Star Wars 6, 7, and 8, you know, Forever Biological Dentistry again. So this is literally like a franchise, you know, the library of content that, and then the supporting anchor is biohackyourself, you know, .com, which is a news and media outlet, like Teresa said, for the people, by the people, that's going to continue to onboard, you know, new innovators. We have an incredible contributor base. So what we've done is, after interviewing all these folks, the ones that weren't the ones doing the science, we're citing the ones that were doing the science. So it's kind of like you go to church and you're telling me what the preacher said. I'm like, you know what? Let me ask the preacher himself. And by the way, while I'm there, hey, introduce me to God, because I want to talk to God. So what we're saying is, let's get the guy or the gal that's in the room doing the studies. Let's get them to write for us. So we have a growing assortment of contributors that are physicists and scientists and research people that have been cited thousands and thousands of times. So the collective intelligence that we're getting here, and the news feed, and the type of people, like, you know, liking, communicating, sharing the post, messaging the platform, wanting to be on the platform.
We also have directories. We are vetting all these expos and conferences that are happening all around the world. And we have a World Wellness Tour directory where you can just go there and know exactly which shows are happening, which expos, which are vetted, which are good.
That's great.
We have course directory that we vet, you know, hormone course and manifestation course, this course, that course. Again, vetted ones under one umbrella. We have podcast directory where we are digging, and yes, your podcast should be there.
Yes.
And finding some really nice, incredible podcasts that may not be household names just yet, but they have incredible content, so they should be there.
So once you discover one of our projects, it will then lead you to the website, which leads you to vetted resources on all levels of only top caliber quality people. And we want to change the algorithm, right? There's been a lot of manipulation of algorithm, enforcing people to believe in certain things. And what we're doing is we're changing that narrative. And there's a lot of people behind the projects that we're doing, investing a lot of time, energy, and resources and amplification.
So there's so many good things there. I'm going to tell you this real quick, and I feel it's important for you guys to know, and I want to share it with you. I have been doing the same thing that I've been doing now for almost 15 years, and you've seen what I've kind of built from scratch, and I'll explain to you why I had to do what I do at another time, because this isn't about me, but this is to give you some insight and some understanding on sometimes you don't know what kind of impact you have, and I want to make it very clear to you. So this all culminated for me at the Mr. Olympia, because I've been an influencer and basically doing things that I've had to do to be successful, with the moral code, but in an industry where it's so cruel, like the things that are said, the dirty business with supplements and the companies and the bad intentions and the false advertising and all of the bullshit, basically, in simple terms. And it culminated for me because I was invited to be a speaker with doctors and things I've been working for forever, but I have a business degree with all of these credentials, NAS, all these certifications and all this experience and I do hormone optimization, all this. So for me, that was like, okay, this is a culmination. Now, when I got there, you know, STEM Regen, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were sponsoring the podcast that I was co-hosting there. So I was there with them. So I'm speaking with some of these doctors, and I'm realizing for the first time in my life that people like this exist, that their alternative practices are looking for different methodologies, the same stuff that I've been doing for 15 years, but not realizing what I was doing and how I was handcuffed on the information I could give. So I'm so amped this opportunity. So I get home, I'm ready to start working. You know, that's how I met Misha, was we interviewed her there, and I get COVID. And I'm just like, okay, why now, right? But instead of doing that, I sat down and I started to read and I started to read and I started reading. This is how I found myself in just a couple weeks ago. And this is where you come in. So I'm looking at Christian from STEM Regen's page. And then you popped up on something, right? And I said, man, I know him. And I clicked on it and I was like, yes, I talked to him and I saw some stuff about you and I saw what you were doing. I read, I listened. And I sat there and I said, this is all the stuff I've been doing. And this is what I was meant to do. I've been trying to discern, and I'm very religious. I'm trying to discern from God what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think I am, but I'm kind of forcing it. And I'm reading this and I'm going, okay, these are the kind of people that I need to be around. I have all of this knowledge and all of this. I don't even know what the hell biohacking is, but I'm going to study it and I'm going to read it. And I start reading it and I start reading it. And mind you, I'm sick and I'm so bummed because I can't do anything and I'm super active. I start watching some of your stuff and I start exploring who's on your, you know, who you're following stuff. I reached out to you and we talked, and as blessed as I could be, you invited me to come. And then I start reaching out to people, and I have booked lists of some of the biggest names you have at your show this quick, just because I can relate to people that fast on what I've been doing. But had I not looked at everything you were doing and approached you and talked to you and gained the knowledge and the confidence to go do this, I feel like I went from zero to a million in 2 weeks and figured out exactly what I'm supposed to be doing that I've been working for this whole time. And you opened up this whole different thing for me that's been sitting right in front of my face.
Yeah.
And you can't understand, everybody's situation is different, but when you've been doing something so long that you you were really, really good at, but you just didn't belong. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't who you really were, and you got that to open. And so I wanted you to know that you opened that up for somebody. Well, that was you. Yes. And
what he's saying is exactly why we did what we're doing, and how we designed it. Mm-hmm. What you did was exactly the message we're trying to get, because you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Yes.
And so what we're looking to do to the general public is immediately them get a good grasp and understanding of what's going on here. And what you just said is exactly what we designed. We designed a platform and an experience. You are the customer's journey, right? So you are like the entryway, the gateway into biohacking is us. And because we made it less intimidating, we're like, oh, I know that guy and I can relate. He's got kids, he's got a wife, you know. And okay, let me look into this more. You mentioned Jesus, right? The Bible. Jesus was the best marketer. Did he really need to turn water into wine? Did he really need to travel with 12 videographers? No, but he understood, and those are the apostles, right? They were the ones at the time that was videographers, you know, they were his influencers, right? So the bottom line is he needed to do these kind of miracles in order to get people's attention.
Yes.
And so we understand the communication of the general public, you know? And so you coming in and really doing that and then understanding these are my people, this is what I'm looking for. And so
the fact that it was all delivered on one platform, right? So it was, it made your life so much easier, right?
Yeah. So I'm really, I mean, that to me is, you know, brings a lot of happiness to what we're doing, because it's good to see the proof of concept, right?
You have no idea like what it's meant to me. And I knew I was going to enjoy this conversation, but just the relatability and the genuineness of the conversation and what I see and what, you know, what I see in this industry in general. And you were talking about it with the studies, for example. So with what I do, everything's manipulated. Every company does a manipulation, just like a poll that they do for the presidential election. They set it up however the hell they want to make it look however they want. It's the same thing with supplements, FDA. But in this, what I found is, everybody looks for, and this is what I'm big on, I don't give a shit about the science sometimes. I give a shit about the hands-on experience and what we see day in and day out with real people that are really telling the truth and really in the trenches doing it.
Yes.
And that's what biohacking is. And that's what this group of people is. And by doing that, you get real life results. And you don't, I mean, listen, there's simplicities and complexities to anything in life, but there are so many simplistic things, like you said, with biohacking that people don't have to be intimidated by. Some of it's common sense stuff, and you read it and you go, well, holy shit, this is something. Just like now, me and my wife get up every morning and go for a walk, and I can't tell you what that does for me in the morning. So simple. You know, and then, yes, there's complexities, there's new technologies, and that's fine. That's what these expos are for and everything. But these gatherings and what you're doing to draw the attention to this, it is saving people's, not just their life, but their like whole outlook on everything. Right. Yeah. I mean, this is so, I can give you, like, I've been doing peptides forever and hormone optimization, but that's great. But the reality is there's so many basic things that you could do that you guys are showing people. Yeah. And yes, it all ties in together, but that you can fix your quality of life like this by simple changes.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
But it takes the right kind of people delivering the right kind of message that you can trust and that you know are not full of shit.
That's
right. You have a couple doing it that you can see and you can feel. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm getting into it now so you can see what it's just doing for me, this conversation.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is thank you.
Of course. This is a labor of love. We absolutely love making this change. And now between him and I, we're so, we gamified this whole thing and we're so competitive that now we compete with our blood work. So like, what's your aging pace?
Yeah.
And everything actually works once you find your own way. And again, like when I got into it, was super overwhelmed. Even having the guide and consultant and actually going and talking to the leading people, you're still like really overwhelmed. But there comes a moment where you just digest everything and you choose a few things that really your heart, your gut says, let's start from here. And so both of us have been extremely optimized. Yeah. And even it's so funny because we had our Zoom with Dr. Daniel Amen, because he's on the cover of our inaugural magazine. Yeah. We're launching an incredible high fashion magazine where health is demure and it's very kind of Vogue style, where it's not just a lot of text to read. It's a lot of imagery. It's a lot of like feel good kind of vibe. So we were talking to Dr. Daniel Amen, who's like, what have you guys done to your brains? Because what you guys are building, and with his real pauses and thinking, it's so cute. And we're like, well, you guys collectively optimized the heck out of us. And this is now why we are creating what we're creating.
Yeah.
We
love the optimization aspect. And so, you know, to your question about the 15th of December and that event that you shared with your wife, we are celebrating longevity. Those are the real rock stars. Those are the real, you know, Brad Pitts and Tom Cruises of our life, because they are rock stars to us personally. They've changed the trajectory. We've managed to kind of put our health and 10x our health exponentially. Mm-hmm. And we have a clear pathway to longevity. We're going to be able to enjoy these two kids that we made. Because
in fact, we're preserving for five
more. We're now later. Preserving eggs to have kids later. When they're going to have kids, we're going to have our own kids again, because we're going to have to be grandparents anyway. So we might as well, you know, have kids at that time. We're going to live long enough to enjoy them and be healthy and strong. And so we have a clear path. And then we have, you know, technology on our side as well, with all the advances with AI and all of the. So we see what's going to happen over the next 70 years of our lifespan. And we want to extend our life and stay healthy as long as possible. So whether we get debilitating at 100 and then live the next years as old people, fine, but at least we're going to have I'm 47.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be able to enjoy that the next 53 years
as
jock, you know, and really just, and so that's how we're looking at it. And so
we're making big noise with this, this red carpet premiere.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be in a 14,000 square foot ballroom with 10 red carpet stations, each station with its own reporter, videographer, photographer. We are even bringing production assistants who are
going
to be taking people's shoes from one end of the red carpet to the other, because we're having grass carpet to ground on. Yeah. So we're making a lot of noise, and we're bringing eyeballs to the industry, eyeballs to the real stars who need to
be
celebrated.
We're going
to
be streaming live, you know, like you would a Netflix comedy special. Well, this is our special. This is a longevity live special. Be streaming live. We're going to make a lot of announcements about that in terms
of
where people can see.
Our entertainment is longevity based. There's a 540 hertz DJ who's going to be bringing everybody in coherence. I mean, even the ticket price was $333.
Yeah.
That's an angel number, and it's coherent. Everything we've selected is very well strategized, very well thought of. And even the comedy that's coming on board, we're going to have some incredible funny skits about longevity. And
we have special stars that we had to sign an NDA to not announce about, that are going to be there, because to be in this room, it's really, this is the room. Like, this is the room to be in. It's one of these special elite parties that you would never get access to. This is the room to be in. And the kind of networking that's happening even now, as we're making announcements, and we have his announcement that we still have to make and publicize. And so, you know, people are seeing who's coming, and they're reaching out to them. There's like you said, you're reaching out to some of the folks to do podcasts. These people are reaching out, say, hey, you're doing this. I happen to have 150 wellness centers. I'd like to implement your product in my wellness center. There's a lot of deal making happening. And there's a lot of face-to-face meetings happening at this event. Coincidentally and synergistically, the event is being sponsored by the American Academy of Anti-Aging. This is their annual event. Yeah. It's the Longevity Fest 2024. For people that don't know, the A4M is a very respected conference. First of all, you can't even attend unless you're a doctor, right?
So
you
have to
kind of register, right? So people,
yes.
Right. So you have to go through their whole thing. So what they done intelligently, they're owned by Informa, which is a big multi-billion dollar. They do all the conferences for the medical community. So the team at A4M, you know, they don't align themselves with anyone. In fact, this year's speaker is David Sinclair, who Joe Rogan's interviewed many times, and his fiance Serena Poon, top people. The other speakers at that event have Dave Asprey, who's in our documentary, Keen Vu, who's emceeing our event.
Keen Vu is our own Ryan Seacrest. Yeah, basically. So he's going to be covering the whole event.
The event, the only reason why you're attending the A4M is if you're a doctor or someone that's a practitioner or a respected person looking to get continuing education credit in order to renew your medical license. So you get continuing ed credit by listening to the lectures. So it's a big deal to attend there if you're a doctor. The other big deal is right next door to the lectures, they have an 800 exhibitor room. It's one of the largest. So 800 companies that are B2B. So what A4M is doing now is they're launching their first ever B2C
consumer event in March, actually.
So they recognize what Lolly Brands and Biohack Yourself Media is doing in terms of consumer communication. So intelligently, the team at A4M said, you know, we want to get in on the consumer side of things early. So we want to host and sponsor the premiere of, first of all, kudos to you guys for curating the cast, because half of your cast were speakers at A4M, so we respect them. Yeah. So that was a big deal for us, for them to say, you get our stamp of approval, because the people that you have in your film, we actually invite to speak at our events. So that was good. So the fact that they were having it in their Bellini ballroom that they have is a big deal. So we're very appreciative for the embracement for the A4M to, you know, honor us with having the event there. And then also, turns out that, you know, since it's a big Vegas event and people are attending, even more top level people are coming. So some of the exhibitors that are there, some of them own 1,000 locations. Some of them are the doctors that are attending.
It's going to be incredible.
So it's a big deal. Our biggest issue now is, I think we're going to have a capacity problem, because there's going to be a lot of broken hearts that can't make it. And so there's only 1,000 people in the room, but it's, you know, it's a big deal, you know. So this is our version of WHO, the World Health Organization.
Exactly.
This is the real WHO that's going to be, this is the who's who in the room. And so, you know,
be WHO.
Yeah.
Biohacking WHO.
That's right. So we're very proud, and we are going to make it the best event ever. And so it's a big deal, and we're appreciative for everyone in the community supporting.
I have zero doubt on how big it's going to be, and literally sky is absolute limit for everything you're doing. That's another thing you opened me up for. I didn't even know what, like, the whole organization was with A4M, and I started reading after you sent me the invite, and I said, okay, I'm not a doctor, but I have all these other credentials. And I talked with the lady there, and she went and talked to the supervisor and got me registered so I could go get the education that I want.
Yeah.
You know, to my goal with this is to just get as much as I can, because I'm like, I have one spectrum, and that's great. But if you're not multifaceted, you're really just kind of like doing that word I hate, which is called being complacent, right? And I don't believe in that mediocrity, complacency, because you can always do so much more. But just, I mean, I've got people already, thanks to you, that have already, I've talked to, that want to do books, that want to do this, that want to do that in just a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? It's incredible. Yeah. So I really, if anybody's looking at this, they should, I mean, if they're not following you, then we need to let them know too. So that's part of the goal here to publicize that and let people know, because this community should not stop growing. Yeah. You know,
it's biohackyourself.com. That's really what it is, or Biohack Yourself Media on Instagram. All things longevity and wellness. You know, we use the word biohacking. You know, Dave Asprey is the godfather of that. But in our films, we discuss all the different words that have been birthed since the creation of biohacking, which is longevity, health span, lifespan,
bio-loving. Yeah.
So it's not really just
one. It's all of it. It's really, how do you optimize yourself now? And, you know, I think that the environment is hacking us, literally. And so our biohack is the anti-hack almost. Like right. we're anti-hacking, like get out of my system, yeah. whatever micro tires that we're breathing and bleach that we're drinking and, you know, seed oils that we're eating. So it's a way to bring your body back to coherence, back to the nature, back to really kind of going through this human evolution that we're in. This is very evolutionary mm-hmm. times. And I just can't wait to see ourselves on the other side of all of this.
I swear to you guys, yeah. I have yeah. been dealing with these bodybuilders and these guys that are using steroids and everything. And I preach longevity, mm-hmm. and they act like I'm just a moron. And I've been preaching this since like 2013. And now to have the ability to do mm-hmm. this with like a different group of people, and it's just...
Well, but surprise, surprise, the big bodybuilders yeah, that we interviewed, like, yeah. you know, yes. the Dexter Jacksons, they're all doing longevity. They're all bio.
Secretly,
they're doing,
a little bit.
Secretly. They're all like now, yeah. after retiring, they're all now on yeah. this stem health cells, journey.
Stem cells. Hyperbaric chambers right. daily.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have, you know, the good news about being in the documentary, we actually have good, firm, nurtured relationships with everyone in the cast of all of our films. We've become buddies, and it's like very hard to, you know, like even after this, we have to go to a yacht event with someone that's involved in the projects with us. So it's like,
yeah, but to be honest, everyone, like athletes,
yeah.
celebrities, anyone that is in public figure and they're rejuvenated and they look great,
yeah.
they're all biohacking.
Yeah.
And it was very much of a secret before, but now it's out. And there's affordable ways of biohacking,
doing,
like
yeah.
an infrared sauna. You can go to therasage.com for just $900. You get a portable infrared sauna that folds into your yep. luggage. You can travel with it, mm-hmm. open it up into your hotel. If you're a traveler, if you live in a studio or a one bedroom apartment, like you can do these detoxification
here.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's bone stems. Yeah, see?
Yep,
we came across this company, Juvent, for example, that blew my mind. That it can help your bones
yes.
regenerate cells.
Yeah.
Like, how do you regrow bone cells? It's incredible. And yeah. it's a tiny little plate. You stand on it. It's micro vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everything that is affordable, we brought to light because yeah. it doesn't have to be so
no.
hush-hush, so hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. It could
yes.
actually
there's,
be achievable.
There's multiple to things. It doesn't cost you anything to get up and go for a walk in the morning. It does. Yeah.
That's
yes.
another thing. The
I mean,
free
there's a lot of
yeah.
things, and yeah, you can get into it a little more, sure, and go in depth. But there's pretty basic things there. So, you guys, let me tell you this: I cannot wait to meet you in person. I can't wait to introduce you to my wife and get to talk to you guys and see you and thank you in person. It's nice to thank
Same.
You here and tell you, mm-hmm. but I can't wait to just sit and talk with you a little bit. I know that you're busy. I'm just blessed and honored to have spoken with you. You've opened up a million doors for me. Like, I'm going to the Eudaimonia this weekend, just like this. I got invited like a couple of days ago, and you've just opened up a lot for me, not just like the different people. It's just the intrinsically motivating factors here that I had that you just brought to light for me, that because you opened up doors that I didn't know were there. And so now I feel like I found out who I was,
beautiful.
And it was missing all this time. So thank you for that. And for your time
thank
and for
you.
Everything that you're
so
contributing
great.
And you're doing and your story. Mm-hmm. I know you've got to run. I just want to one more time, tell everybody the best ways to follow you on social media and your websites.
biohackyourself.com. I'm Anthony Lolli, Lolli, and Teresa Lolli, Lolli,
or Teresa with a Z.
Yeah, or lollibrands.com, you know, but we're all things biohack
or
yourself.
Biohack Yourself Media on Instagram,
yeah, biohack
which
yourself
is really
media.
Where you mm-hmm. get the latest, fastest, incredible news.
Yeah, we just reported on a monkey getting stem cell treatment, a blind monkey. Now he's seeing from a stem cell treatment.
Yeah,
like we do all that.
I saw the post. I try to like them and share them when I can throughout the day. So, okay. Well, everybody, two of my new most favorite people. This is Anthony and Teresa Lolli. Dylan Jamelli here. You stay tuned for plenty of more. Signing off.